And don't move when you speak.
Okay, so one and two.
The crowds gathered in St. Peter's Square. Thousands upon thousands of the faithful waited in hushed anticipation for the pontiff to emerge on the balcony and raise his hands in benediction. The fasting and the prayers were over. The feast of San Gennaro would be ushered in with the pealing of the twilight angelus echoing throughout the Vatican, and the bells would be heard throughout all Rome, heralding merriment and good feeling. The blessing of Pope Francesco I would be the signal to begin. There would be dancing in the streets and torches and candlelight and music and wine. In the Piazza Navona, the Trevi, even sections of the Palatine, long tables were heaped with pasta and fruit and all manner of home-produced pastries. For had not this pontiff, the beloved Francesco, given the lesson, open your hearts and your cupboards to your neighbour, and his to you. Let all men high and low understand that we are one family.
One and three.
There's no doubt of
it
that.
It looked bad, but not as bad as it might have been. The left front wheel was horizontal, the tie rod held it broken. Not as bad as broken axle. The rest of the damage was, to cheese thinking, superficial. Just scrapes, dents,
totally
and scratches. She found the chrome strip that Janet Pete had so admired about 15 yards back in a brush, peeled off by a limb. He laid it carefully on the back seat. The plume of dust produced by the plymouth was whistling over the rim of
the
mesa. She watched it, thinking about his immediate problem, getting a tow truck out here to haul in
the
beak, thinking about the 5 or 6 miles he would have to work
to
get the telephone, thinking about the $700 or $800 it was going to cost to patch up the damaged brick. Thinking about such things was far more pleasant than considering his secondary problem, which was okay, stop. Two and three.
Open your hearts and your cupboards.
Absolutely beautiful, Janet
Pete
had said.
All men high,
I fell in love with it,
she
said. Just what I always wanted.
And chaos,
but
and
he would think that
what better way
later
to overcome
he was
but to enter
staring
into
the diminishing haze of dust,
love for the
but his vision was turned inward, imprinting the back shoe bandit in his memory.
Let the word go
the profile, the suggestion
brothers,
of spoke marks in a jaw, the hair, the cap. This has become a matter
for
of pride.
A few days,
he would find the man again, sooner or later.
Of everyone,
by mid-afternoon,
sweet and the sad,
with the
for
big bag
no
at Bernie's old garage, it, was, it
embrace,
would be
raise the
sooner.
Wine, show laughter
so
I
knew
and
the
tears and accept one another in expressions
in fact,
of love.
Once told it
let the world see
and he knew
a
little
no
about the
backhoe
bandit.
The spirit.
Everything that goes around comes around, she said
happily.
Everything balances
the sweet memories beyond the feast of
I wouldn't say that, so said.
And let life
what's
be
it going to
by the
cost you
of Christian benevolence.
To balance out this beak?
The earth can
I mean
be a better place.
Catching the
soul
of a beach,
the living
she
to
said.
Make it so. That
at
was
least
the
I'm going to be able. Okay, all together. She's not
my
girlfriend, she said. She's a lawyer with DNA, tribal legal services. I ran into her last summer. She described how he had picked up a man who came to be Janet Pitt's client, and had tried to have him kept in
the
Farmington jail until he had a chance to talk to him, and how so hard it had been about it. Tough as nails, she said. Not my type. Not unless I kick somebody and need a lawyer. I don't see where you're going to catch him without. Little I know about him, so not even his name. What I remember is he works out
in the
blank of gas field on
the
other side of Farmington, or said he did, and that you pulled him
in
when he had transmission troubles, and he paid you with $200 bills, and he told you when you got it fixed to leave it as slick back as revival times. Okay, we stop. So you just stand up there. We do one and two.
And in the corner, seated in a wing chair of ivory and blue velvet, was the Vicar of Christ, Pope Francesco I. He was a plain man of wide girth, and the strong yet gentle features of Campagnolo, the man of the earth. Standing beside him was his personal secretary, a young black priest from America, from the Archdiocese of New York. It was like Francesco to have such a paper. The two were talking quietly, the pontiff turning his enormous head, his huge soft brown eyes looking up at the young priest in serene composure. Managi, whispered Francesco, his large peasant hand covering his lips. This is crazy. The entire city will be drunk for a week. Everyone will be making love in the streets. Are you sure we have it right? I double checked. Do you want to argue with him? Replied the black, bending down in tranquil solicitousness.
All together?
The guards
my
I don't know
no,
about that.
He was always the smartest.
She prepared this big elaborate
dinner.
Had a guest coming to visit. A man very important to her. She put it in the fridge and she didn't come back.
Lippon
had been looking out across the grassland toward the distant thunderheads. Mazov occurred to him that this would be some strange change. She glanced at him. To San Juan County missing persons case, he said. But I'm on leave and it sounded interesting. You mentioned you were quitting, she said. I mean, I am on terminal leave, Lippon said. A few more days and I'm a civilian. Chief could think of nothing to say. He didn't particularly like Lippon, but he respected him. But I'm not a civilian yet, he added. And what we have here is peculiar. This overlapping. We have Dr. Freeman Bellman, being a ferocious collector of this kind of pottery.
What's he
worried about? So. You just come here in the middle. You and Ian.
Or was
I
it?
Thought I,
that
if
was
I was
question.
Standing, giving,
Jamie
not taking,
adequately
I should reverse it.
Himself
don't
that
it's
been
just
told
it was
the truth.
Then
it
I
was
see.
Simply too
not
much
that
was too
come
crazy.
On. All right,
his
all right.
Would have reached
the pontiff rose from his
way,
chair and smiled
benignly
at all the room.
What was going on.
He turned once again to his aide and spoke softly so that no one could hear.
Else that had happened.
In case anyone
it
should
came,
ask which one is
Senator
Donald,
followed
nobody
by
would ask. Someone does, use your standard reply.
Then
ah, yes,
smashing
stubby
the glass
description
and
myself.
Finally,
you know, this is all crazy.
Wood from a
walk slowly and stand up straight and smile.
Two guards raced
you're
over
happy.
To the east
window, miserable,
and Jamie held his breath.
Pope Francesco
terrified
I,
the
vicar of Christ,
would happen.
Walked
it
through
did
the
not.
Enormous
they
doors
had no
out
flashlights.
From the balcony to be greeted
the guards
by a thunderous roar that shook the very foundations of
pointing
St.
in opposite directions.
Thousands upon
one to
thousands
the north,
of the faithful
the
raised
the
their voices
where Jamie
in exaltation of
the
spirit.
The second guard raced past
all together. And none of
Holy
it
Father
in any of Lippon's business, she thought, not if he had resigned. So why was he out here, sitting on that stone wall with his legs in
the
sand, with almost 200 miles of driving already behind him today? He must enjoy it, or he couldn't be here. So why was he resigned? Why did you resign, she asked. None of my business, I guess.
That
Lippon seemed to be thinking about it, almost as if for the first time. He glanced at the tree. I guess I'm tired.
The glass shattered,
but you're using leaf time out here, chasing after whatever it is we have here. I've been wondering all that myself, Lippon said. Maybe it's the fire horse in front of us. Life home habit at work. I think it's because I'd like to find this Friedman Bernardine. I'd like to find her and sit her down and say, Dr. Bernard, why did you prepare that big dinner and then go away and let it rot in your refrigerator? To cheer the answer to why Dr. Bernard let her dinner spoil with all the reasons, especially now. Dr. Bernard was dead. All right, thanks. Not twice.
That's it?
Yeah.